Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good morning, I mean. Good morning. I'm having problems with my internet right now. That's what's going on. That's why I am not here like I'm supposed to be. But what I would do right now is to attempt to say something to you, because I don't know how long I would be connected to Blog Talk. So I'm just going to try to attempt to do what I needed to do today. I'm going to attempt to do it. I don't know how long it's going to work, but we are here again. I have been on a very, very, very long vacation. I haven't been here for a while. It's been quite a while. But, you know, yesterday I was just, you know, sitting down, and it just came to me that I need to come back on, because there's some things that I need to share with you about what's going on in our society and in our world. The title of this broadcast is Take Over of a Society. Take Over of a Society. Who will conquer, us or them? Us or them? Okay? This is Prophetic Power, Truth, Divine Platform. And my name is Prophetess Elisheba, and I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the prophet of Israel, the 12 tribes of nation. We are here again today, and I would like to thank the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit, our highest his name, and the Son of God and the heavenly host for this holy Sabbath day. It's another holy Shabbat. Sabbath day, holy day to the God of Israel and the 12 tribes of Israel. It's a takeover, people. It's a takeover. It is so much going on in this world. There's so much things happening so fast, so quick. Everything is moving so rapidly right now, so rapidly and so fast. And what I can see as the prophet of the God of Israel, that the world is very sleep. The world don't understand what's going on. The world don't know what's going on. The world not trying to know what's going on. You just continuing with your everyday things like going to work, going to school, you know, stuff like that. But I'm here to tell you, people, it's going down. It is going down. This year, and it's already going down, as we can see all the stuff, but it's just going to get worse. And I would hate to tell you the bad news, but this is prophetic. This is all prophetic. This is all divine. This is all true. This is all true. It's just going to get worse. It's not going to get no better. We are in the very, very end time of the hour. So it's a takeover of a society. What society is that? The Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation. That's the takeover. That's what it always has been since ancient times all the way up until now. And who is these people that's trying to take us down? Us, because I'm a Hebrew, I'm from the tribe of Judah. Who is these people trying to take us down? The Gentiles. The Gentiles, the same people that always took the children of Israel down in the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew nation. The same exact people that killed the Son of God and all the disciples. Their children are doing it now. Okay? This is a takeover. This is a takeover. This fight is between two brothers, Jacob and Esau. Or Esau and Jacob, because Esau is the older brother and Jacob is the little brother. They both are twins. And Rebekah and Isaac had them. Okay, so it's a takeover. It's all about power. It's all about who's going to be in control. It's all about who's going to have the dominion over the world. Well, let me tell you, people, Let me tell you, people, no one will have the dominion of this world but the God of Israel. No one. So I don't care what you do, what you think you can do, whatever you think you can create. I'm talking to them right now. Them is the Gentiles, the people that's in rulership right now. So, yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can create whatever you want. You can think whatever you want. You can feel whatever you want. But at the end of the day, the only one that will be in control and power and dominion in this earth is the God of Israel. Is the God of Israel and his remnant, the 12 tribes of Israel. So, you know, you think you can, you think and you believe that you can conquer, that your God, Satan, can conquer the God of Israel. So I'm going to go into the broadcast right now. I'm going to go into our prophetic divine teaching today. And the first scripture we're going to be coming with is Mark chapter 14. Verse 32 through 65, and I can only give you as much as my internet let me give you today. Unfortunately, I don't know how long, but if it disconnects again, people, I'm going to just have to wait till I get in a good place where I can make some good, you know, where I have good internet and I can talk to you, okay? I'm not going to try to reconnect anymore. But this is Project Power, Truth. Divine platform. If you would like to call in 661-244-9831, feel free to do so. Comment, question, whatever you have, the floor is yours. Take over of a society. Who will conquer, us or them? Mark 14:32. Let me get that out of my Bible. I'm reading the King James Version Bible for anybody that would like to know. We're going to start with Mark 14, verse 32 through 65, because you people just don't understand, and you people just don't get it. When I say you people, I'm talking about the Gentiles, and I'm talking about the children of Israel. They're not dead. They're still in the earth. And no, you are not new Israel. No, you are not spiritual Israel. You cannot be spiritual Israel. Israel is a bloodline from our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob is our father, okay? This is a bloodline. It don't have nothing to do with religion. It don't have nothing to do with somebody telling you that you Israel or you spiritual. Because you got baptized in a church and you joined the church and you joined the ministry. Being Israel have nothing to do with none of that. It's your DNA. It's your bloodline. It's who your fathers are, where you come from, what's running through your bloodline that makes you Israel. Okay, so no Gentiles, no Christian church. You'll never be spiritual Israel. You are a Gentile because that's what you believe. And you are what you believe, okay? So let's go to Mark chapter 14. Mark 14. Give me one moment, people. I sing a song today for Shabbat, but I don't know how long it's going to last. So I'm going to try to get through this lesson as quick as I can. So Mark 14, people, in the King James Version Bible, New Testament. I've been telling you for 2 years. I've been telling you for two long years. Matter of fact, 3 years almost now. Next month is my anniversary. I have been on Blog Talk Radio for 3 years now. Prophesying, speaking to you prophetically, telling you things that's going to happen, telling you things that's going to come, what the God of Israel wanted you to know. For 3 years now, three whole years, I told you before the COVID hit that millions was going to die in 2020. And guess what, people? They still die. I told you that in 2019. okay, before it even hit the earth. And I keep telling y'all that COVID ain't going nowhere, as you can see over there in China. They got the whole state over there, city or whatever you want to call it, in lockdown. Millions and millions of people are in lockdown in China, okay? So no, don't ever think that the God he is, when he speak to his prophet, when he speak to his prophetess, you bet, I'm talking about his real prophets and his real prophecies. You better know that it's a prophet among you people, okay? And I've been among you for 3 years, okay? So yeah, y'all, you know, you don't want to hear what a prophet got to say. You want to listen to T.D. Jakes and all the false teachers and false pastors. Well, go ahead, keep on listening to them. And that's why you don't know what's going on, and you don't know what's going to hit this earth, and you're not going to know what to do when it's time to do it. So Mark 14, people. Mark 14. Let me get it here. We are talking about a society. What society is being took over? What society have always been took over? The Hebrew kingdom. Don't nobody know nothing about the Hebrew kingdom, huh? Don't nobody know nothing about the Hebrew kingdom except the people that's in rulership, except the people that call themselves controlling this world. They know all about the Hebrew kingdom. They all know all about the Hebrew nation. They know all about who these people are, the 12 tribes of Israel, but they don't know who they are. Okay, so this is why they are able to take over the Hebrew nation, which is the society that I'm talking about, because they don't know what's going on. They don't know. They lost their identity. We lost our identity. We lost identity centuries and centuries and centuries ago. Centuries ago. Mark 14. And all your religions and all your churches and all your ministries and all your synagogues and all your cathedrals and all your Catholic churches, they don't teach you nothing. They don't teach you the Bible. You don't even know the Bible. You think you know the Bible. You don't know, you don't know nothing about the Bible. You don't know nothing. The Bible is a history book about a people and their God. No, it ain't about loving Jesus. It ain't about paying no tithes. It ain't about joining no church. It ain't about being saved. It is not about none of that. None of that. All of that stuff that you people believe is nothing but religion. That's all it is. And that's why they, the Gentiles, the masters I call them, the masters of this world, the ones that set your laws in place, the ones that set your laws and the ones that make your rules and tell you what you can do and what you can't do and what your children got to do and where your children got to eat and where your children got to go and you can't do this with your children and you can't. Those are the people I'm talking about. Those people. You know who they are. Okay. So Mark 14. Let's start at verse 32. And this is when the Son of God, and his name is not Jesus, that was injected. The New Testament was created after they killed the disciples and the Son of God in 70 AD. After that, they took over Jerusalem, the Romans. They translated the Bible. It was the Hebrew scrolls, and what you have now is a translation. is not the actual Hebrew scrolls. It's a translated version. That's what you have in the earth, translated versions. Who translated? Them. And guess what? When they translated it, they did what they wanted. But some of the things that they have in the Bible don't supposed to be there. And some of the things that you see in the Bible are injections, like the word Jesus. That's an injection. His name was not Jesus because he's not a Greek. He is a Hebrew. He is a Hebrew. He's not dead. He's still alive. He's sitting on the right hand of power right now. He's sitting on the right hand of his father right now. He is a Hebrew. He is a Jew, the son of God. He's from the tribe of Judah. In the Hebrew, Yahuda. No, he is not a Greek. So no, his name is not Jesus. Okay? There's no J's in the Hebrew alphabet. There's no vowel sounds. There's no J's at all. So I don't know why you people want to call him Jehovah and Jesus. All this stuff is made up, man. It's just made up characters. It's made up figures. It's made up statues. It's made up images. Everything is made up to deceive the society. What society? The 12 tribes of Israel in the Gentiles. Y'all little Gentile people that go up into the Muslim churches and them Christian churches and them Catholic churches and them 7-day Adventist churches and all them churches, all the religions, all the pagan temples that the God of Israel don't have absolutely nothing. So yes, the word Jesus is an injection. His name is Yeshaya. Yeshaya. In the Hebrew, it means my Savior. My Savior. That's what it means in the Hebrew. Look it up. Okay? You ain't going to get, when you look up Jesus, all you're going to get Joshua or something like that. Some stuff that don't even got make sense. So let's read Mark 14:32, people. The God of Israel will get the glory. The God of Israel will get the glory and the dominion in this earth like he always got it. So the people, they think they what they're doing is cute stuff because the God of Israel is letting them do what they are doing. Because they're deceiving their own selves. That's what they're doing, deceiving their own selves. Yeah, let them go ahead. Let them make their space station, their rockets, their clones, whatever they want to make. Because they are deceiving their own selves. So, Mark 14:32, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taken with him Peter and James and John and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. No, Yeshaya. The Mashiach in the Hebrew, which means Messiah in English, did not want to die. Who did he come for? Who did he die for? Who was he sent to this earth to help? The children of Israel, his family, his brethren, his sistren, his mothers, his fathers, his bloodline, his DNA. He was sent here to help them. So he told Peter now, pray with me, Peter. Pray with me, James. Pray with me, John. Something is about to happen in this earth. Something is about to happen in this earth that I don't have no control over. And to die. And who killed them? So I'm back, people. Again, I got disconnected. The internet here is very, very bad. It's no good. Sorry about that. You know, that's really why I haven't been on lately, because I've been wrestling with the internet where I am. It's giving me a lot of problems. I've been having problems with my computer and all kind of things. Been going adversity, a lot of adversity, but that's okay. That's okay. It's okay. All glory, honor, and praise go to the God of Israel. Higher is his name, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. So let's pick it up where we left off. We was right here in Mark 14:32. And he came to the place. He came to the place. And he said to his disciples in Gethsemane, "Sit ye here while I shall pray." He needed to pray. He needed to talk to his father because he knew what was getting ready to happen to him. He knew it was time for him to fulfill what he came to this earth to do. "Sit ye here while you pray." And he taking with him Peter and James and John and began to be so amazed. So amazed. He was so amazed that it was time for him to end his life. It was time for him to give his life up for his people, the children of Israel. He's from the tribe of Judah. He's from the king tribe. Same tribe as Solomon and David. King tribe, Judah. He's a Jew. He was amazed and to be very, very heavy. He was very heavy. He was very sad. He was very sorrowful. He was very miserable. He was in so much agony and so much pain. So much pain. Because he knew what he had to go through. He knew what was before him. Verse 34, Matthew 14. "And said unto him, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." So he told his disciples, the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation. They all are Jews. Peter was a Jew. Paul was a Jew. James was a Jew. All the disciples was Jews. They lived in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is in Canaan, Palestine, Africa. So you think these people white? You can keep thinking that all you want to, but I'm letting you know they're not white. They're black people, just like me. Okay? Ain't nobody white. Nobody is white but Esau and his children. Okay? That's who's white. Them, the other people that want to take over the society, that want to take our dominion, that want to take our power, that want to take our world, that want to take our authority, that want to take our birthright, our inheritance. Our inheritance, Jacob, Yaakov, our father. Okay? That ain't nobody but our big brother Esau. That's who it is. That's exactly who it is. He always hated the God of Jacob. He always hated the God of his father, Isaac. Always. He never wanted to do what his father Isaac told him and his mother Rebecca. He was against the God of Israel from the very beginning that he came out of his mama's womb. Just like Cain and Abel. Two brothers. Cain and Abel. Cain killed his brother. Esau, same thing. Don't like his brother. Been killing his brother for the whole time. He didn't kill Jacob, but he killing his children right now. Okay? So the Son of God came from the bloodline of Judah. Judah, one of Jacob's sons. He had 12 sons. One of his sons was Judah. Judah, that's who the Son of God came through, the bloodline. No, he's not white. All them pictures you see, Cedric Bourdieu with long hair and blue and straight hair and all of that, a white man, that's just an image. That's just an image that they set up for you people to bow down to and sing to and worship and cry to and all of that stuff. So you wouldn't understand. So you wouldn't know your God, the God of Israel, Ahayah, and the Son of God, Yeshaya. So he said, I'm very heavy. I'm very heavy. Please help me, Peter. Help me, John and Jane. I can't even walk. I'm so heavy. I'm about to fall. I feel like I'm dying already. I'm not even dead. I'm heavy. Verse 34, and said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful. I'm reading Mark 14:34. Unto death, tarry ye here and watch, he said. Watch, Peter. Watch. I need you to watch while I go pray and talk to my Father, Ahayah. Yes, he revealed the name of his Father to the disciples. That is a scriptures in the Bible that he revealed. He said, I have revealed your name over there in John 15 and 16. I have revealed your name to those that you gave me in the earth. Yes, they knew his name. No, his name is not Jehovah. No, his name is not Buddha. No, his name is not Allah. No, his name is not Hindu. No, his name is none of that. His name is Ahayah, the God of Israel. So he said, watch and pray, Peter. And he went farther a little and fell on the ground. He fell down on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. So he began to talk to the Father. And he began to pray as the Father, you know what? I don't want to die. Please, if you can take this cup, if you can take this situation, if you can take it away from me, Father, please, because it's very heavy. It's, you know, I'm afraid. I don't want to die. I can see what's going to happen. So please, Father, please take it away if you can. So he was praying and asking his Father higher if there was another way. He wasn't afraid. Well, he was just amazed that he had to go through what he was getting ready to go through. If you know you're getting ready to die, people, if you know somebody getting ready to take your life, what you think you're going to be feeling? How you think you're going to be feeling at that time? See, the Christian church want to paint everything like it's so beautiful and simple. And yeah, he just went to the cross and carried his cross and he was okay. And no, people, real life, the Son of God was a man just like any other man. He had feelings and emotions. So if you about to die and you know somebody's about to kill you, how do you think you're going to feel? He was feeling the same way we would feel, that we know we're about to leave this earth. So stop thinking that, oh, it was so pretty. Yeah, we got to remember the cross and we got to celebrate the cross and we got to celebrate Easter. No, man. No. Do you think the Son of God and his Father and the Holy Spirit want you to celebrate his son's death? When he's praying right here and asking his Father to take this death away from me. Do you think you're supposed to be celebrating it? Doing communion and all that stuff. Easter is coming. Resurrection day and all of that stuff y'all calling it. when this man didn't even want to leave this earth and die. No, you don't need to be celebrating and wearing no cross around your neck and praying to no cross. God hates graven images. God hates crosses. I'm talking about the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. He hates statues. He hates crosses. He hates images. He hates Easter. He hates all your pagan holidays that they, the Gentiles, have set up in this earth. Okay? The God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with none of this stuff. I'm telling y'all, people, and this is why you see what is going on in this world. This is why you see it, and you don't understand it, and you don't believe it. You don't believe it. You don't believe nothing but just God love you, and God going to help you, and God going to save you, and God going to do this. And God gonna make my life. No, people, if you open up your eyes, if you open up your mind, you will literally see the truth. You will see the truth. Why do you people even feel that God loves you? When millions and billions of people are sick and dying, kids, everybody got cancers and all kind of stuff wrong with them. Again, you are being deceived, and you have already been deceived and already are deceived. But anyway, let me get back to my topic. So he began to be heavy, and he went forward a little and fell on the ground, just fell on the ground, said, oh, God, I can't take this, Father. I'm in pain. I'm in agony, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Verse 36, and he said, Abba, Abba, he began to call his father. Abba in the Hebrew, Abba means father in the Hebrew. That's why I want you people to understand you're not dealing with no white man named Jesus. He is a Jew. He is a Hebrew man. Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. All things is possible. You can do whatever you want to do, Father. You can do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. No, you want COVID to go away, but you praying to the wrong God. That's why it ain't going to go away. You praying to the wrong God or gods. No, they can't take COVID out the earth because they don't got no power. No. Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup. So no, he didn't want to die. No, he didn't want to leave his mother Mary. No, he didn't want to leave his father Joseph. No, he didn't want to leave his disciples. No, he wanted to stay. He didn't want to leave the earth. He said, please take it away, Father, if you can. Let me keep going. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thy will. And he come and find them sleeping. His own 12 disciples couldn't even pray, couldn't even watch, couldn't even stand, couldn't even support, couldn't even uplift him at an hour of his death. He found them sleeping while he was in agony. He already told them, I'm so heavy. I'm so heavy. My soul is so sorrowful, Peter. Watch, let me pray and talk to, they were sleeping. They wasn't even watching his back. They was not even watching his back. Same thing going on today. Same exact things going on today. It's all about you. It's all about what you want to do. It's all about how you want to do it. It's all about what you got to do. That's why you people won't make it. I'm speaking to you prophetically right now. That's why you people will not make it. Because you so against one another. You so against the God of Israel, the only one and true living God. You so against because you've been taught against him by them, the Gentiles, the ones that's taken over the society, the Hebrew nation. Yeah, they took it over. They took it over. And the God of Israel gave it to them for a time, for a season. Why? Because the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, disobeyed the God of Israel. And I heard the other day, I think it was like 2 weeks ago maybe. And let me just read this, and I'm going to share that with you. So he found them sleeping, verse 37, and said unto Peter, Simon, sleep thou. Couldst not thou watch 1 hour, Peter? 1 hour is all I needed you to watch, to show me that you love me, to show me that you supported me, to show me that everything that I taught you, you believe. Could you not watch with me, Peter, for just 1 little hour? No, Peter, you don't love me. No, Peter, you don't love me. If you loved me, Peter, you would watch and support and be there for me. He needed his disciples. He needed them to be there with him at that hour. But he went back after he got through praying to his father and found them all sleeping. So how did he feel at that moment, the Son of God? He felt that everything that he had taught them was in vain. It was in vain. And that's why the Holy Spirit had to come and finish where he left off at. Because they didn't get it. Peter and them did not get it. Just like you people, you Gentiles and you children of Israel, are not getting it. Verse 38 of Matthew 14. Watch you and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. So he left again and kept going to his father higher, asking the higher to take it away. I don't want to die. I don't want to leave. Please, Father, if you can let it pass, let this hour go. Please help me. He kept on going. I think he went 3 times. He was really, really trying to get in touch and ask the Father, please help me. Don't. I can't take it. It's too hard. It's too much pain. Please. The Spirit is willing. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. That's what he told his disciples. And that's what he's saying to you today. Your flesh is weak. You weak people. That's why they are going to take over. That's why. Because you weak. And they made you weak. They made you weak. They, the other people, the Gentiles, the heathens, they made you people weak through the way they teach you, through their religions that they set up, through their education that they set up, through their work system, their jobs and labor that they set up. The food system they set up. The medication system they set up. The clothing that you wear. Everything, people. Everything that you are doing in this world have made you weak. and have made you who you are right now. And that's why they are able to take over a society, which is a people. Which is a people. Weak. All you can do is work. Weak. All you can do is think about you and what you got to do and, you know, where you got weak. No power, no knowledge, no wisdom, no understanding at all, people. Weak. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. You don't have no knowledge. And you don't have no power because you don't have knowledge. You don't have none. Not real knowledge that comes from the God of Israel. Not real understanding and wisdom that comes from the heavenly realm. All your knowledge comes from them, the Gentiles, the governments of this earth, the ruling powers of this earth. That's where all your knowledge, all your wisdom, all your understanding come from. You and your children, they have reconditioned your mind. They have reconditioned your knowledge and gave you everything that they want to give you. Oh, my God, I look at this society. I look at this world, how they are so enslaved. How they so enslaved, mentally, spiritually, and physically. The whole world is so enslaved by them. So look here, Mark 14. And again he went away, 39 verse, and prayed and said the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again. They just could not stay awake. Just like you people. You cannot, you so sleep, people. You are so very sleep. You don't know what's going on, do you? You don't know. You do not know, people. You do not know. And your leaders don't know either. And because your leaders don't know, you don't know. For their eyes was heavy. Nevertheless, they went to answer him. They don't even know what to say to the Son of God. Their eyes were so heavy. Oh, Peter was so asleep. James and John, they were just so asleep. It's just like this. When I was a pastor at a Christian church for 15 years, every Sunday I would go into church, stand before the congregation and try and teach them the word of God. And you should see the eyes of the people. Some of them so sleepy. Some of them so tired. Why? Because your flesh is weak. You are weak. You weak, people. And he cometh the third time and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sinners. Sinners. You want to know who killed the Son of Man? You want to know who killed God? Yeshua is his name. My Savior. The Mashiach of the Hebrew kingdom. The Messiah. You want to know who killed them? Sinners. That's who killed them. Sinners. Sinners. The Roman Empire. Who was ruling Rome? I'm sorry. Who was ruling Jerusalem when the Son of God was born in the earth? Romans. The Popes. The Popes. The Catholic Church. Christianity,
Christianity is a Eastern religion. Eastern. It was founded and it was set up in the Middle East. The Romans was ruling when the Son of God was born in Jerusalem. And that's why Herod, the Roman, wanted to kill him. Okay? From the day he was born, they wanted to take the Son of God out. Why? Because he is a Hebrew. Why? Because he represents the God of the Hebrews. Why? Because he represents the 12 tribes of Israel. He was sent there to help his people. And the Romans didn't want him to help his people. Just like they don't want him to help. Just like they don't want the Hebrews today. The Son of God family. His brethren. His sisters. The Hebrews. They still live people. They are dead people. Just like today. They don't want the Hebrew people, the 12 tribes of Israel, to know who they are so we can help and support each other and build our empire and our kingdom and pray to our God and not to their gods. They the ones killed. The Romans, Gentiles, sinners, the Catholic Church, sinners. Yes, you heard what I said. The Catholic Church are sinners. Why are they sinners? Because they against the God of Israel. Why are they sinners? Because they are against the Hebrew kingdom, the 12 tribes. Why are they sinners? Because they teaching you another God. Why are they sinners? Because they got their own law and their own way and their own thing and their own worship. Why are they sinners? Not only the Catholic Church, all the churches are sinners. They all are Gentiles. All the Esau children are Gentiles. All of them, the Germans, the Russians, the Spanish, the Greeks. The Greeks, the freaks. They all freaks. Freaks. The British. All the Europeans are Gentiles. Sinners. The word Gentile means heathen. Sinners. He said, I will be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up. Let us go now, Peter. Get up, John. Get up. Let's go now. It's time. It's time now, people. It is time now. It's time now. I told you people about 3 or 4 months ago, I came on this platform and I told you, I prophesied to you, I told you what the God of Israel wanted you to know. He said it was things going to happen in 2022 that have never happened in history before. That was 4 or 5 months ago. Look at all the stuff that's happening right now that never happened in history before. Look at it. Oh, I don't want to listen to the news. I don't want to know what's going on. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what they're talking about. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what they're saying. Oh, I ain't got time for the news. The news is too sad. The news is too this. Well, you keep on saying that because they are going to do, they're doing things right now before you people's eyes. And guess what? They telling you what they're doing. They telling it. They revealing it. But guess what? Because you've been so docile and taught that don't nothing matter but you going to work and your kids getting an education and you going to school and getting degrees. That's all that matter. Don't nothing else matter. You've been taught that way. And they're doing things right before you people's eyes, and you don't even know. Because you don't educate yourself. You don't elevate yourself. You not elevate your mind. So the Son of God was killed by sinners. Them, the same exact people today, their children. The Romans, the Catholic Church, killed the real Son of God, Yeshua, and his disciples. How can y'all believe in the Romans over there in the Vatican? That ain't number Rome. That's Romans, Italy, and all over there. How can you believe in these people, man? How can you believe in something that these people are telling you when they killed the Son of God? Don't you people understand? Can't you people see what is going on? They killed and destroyed the Son of God in the Hebrew kingdom. After they killed all the disciples and the Son of God, they tore down the temple. They tore down the temple, they destroyed Jerusalem, and they killed millions and millions and millions of more people. It was an onslaught over there in Jerusalem in 70 AD, 70 years after they killed the Son of God, the sinners, the Gentiles, the Romans. Then they took Jerusalem down, took it down, tore every building down, And he told him, when you see Jerusalem could pass with armies, he told him before he died what was going to happen. Took it down, people. And that's how we got into Africa, Ghana, West Africa. We ran for our life in 70, my ancestors. Made it to Ghana, West Africa. Stayed over there 200-300 years before they sent the slave ships after us. Us, the 12 tribes of Israel. They, the Gentiles, sinners and heathens. That's how we got on this side of the earth. We was bought here on slave ships. People, don't y'all see what's going on? No, you're too crazy. You're too crazy. I'm going to take this all the way to, let me read it all the way down, people, because I got to get out of here. Verse 43. And immediately while he yet spake, come Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staffs, from the chief priests and the scribes and elders. They came after him, the chief priests. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whosoever I shall kiss, the same as he take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he go straight away to him and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Yeshua answered and said unto them, are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staffs to take me? Am I a thief? What did I do to you to make you want to kill me? No, it wasn't nothing that I did. It wasn't nothing that I said. It's the simple fact that you know who I am. And you know what God that I worship and what God that I serve and call on. That's why you want to take me out. Because you know that I am a Hebrew. I am a Jew. And I represent the God of Israel. And I represent the 12 tribes of Israel. That's why you want to take me out. That's why. And I was daily with you in the temple, he said, verse 49, teaching, and you took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. So it was all about fulfilling what was already written in the Old Testament about the Son of God. And they all forsook him. Everybody ran and left and fled, young men and fled. And there followed him a certain young man having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man laid hold on him. And he left the linen cloth and fled from him naked. Mm. And they led Yeshaya away, verse 53 of Mark 14, to the high priest. And with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed Judaism. That's what was going on, people. It was all what they was practicing. Judaism, religion, Christianity, all of that. All of those religions that you see today was being practiced back in ancient times. Yeah. Judaism, the high priest. Judaism. Okay? And they led them and the elders and the scribes, and Peter followed him afar off, even unto the place of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself as at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought for witness. So now they want to take witness on, well, you know, who seen this man doing something so we can kill? Because up under the law, you must have a witness. So they was what they was doing, they had Judaism mixed in with the Hebrew laws and culture. So they needed a witness so they can put Yeshaya to death. And they found none, for many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bear false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that was made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made with hands. They didn't understand what he was saying, but neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood in the midst and asked Yeshaya, saying, answer thy nothing. What is it which these witness against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Yeshaya said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. That's over there in Thessalonians. When all eyes shall see him coming through the clouds. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what need we any farther witnesses? We have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him guilty of death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face with spit, and to buff him, they beat him, and to say unto him, prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palm of their hands. So the Son of God, Yeshaya, went through agony and went through pain to help the 12 tribes of Israel, his people, his bloodline, his DNA. They killed him, people. They killed his disciples. And today, they want to kill the 12 tribes of Israel. It's all about a takeover, people. It's all about a takeover. Next scripture. Next scripture, people. Next scripture, people. Revelation 14, 1 through 4. Revelation 4, 1 through 4. Let's go to Revelation 4, 1 through 4. So sad, this earth, people. So sad, this world, what is going on before our face. So sad. And after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you these things which must be hereafter. Verse 2, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow around about the throne, and the sight like unto an emerald. How beautiful. How beautiful is the God of Israel. How beautiful is the God of the Hebrew kingdom. How beautiful is the God of the Hebrew nation. How beautiful is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our fathers. How beautiful. How beautiful is he, Israel. Why don't you want your God? Why don't you want your God, Israel? Why do you want another God? Why do you want other gods? Why do you want something that's false and not real? Do you see what the Son of God went through, Yeshua, to show us our God, to show us our inheritance, to help us to see and understand? That's what he came. It was all about showing his disciples and giving them understanding of who they was, who their God was, because they was into Judaism, Christianity, Islam, all that other religions. The same thing that they're doing today, they was doing back then before the Son of God came. And he revealed to them. They didn't know a higher name. The God of Israel's name. The Son of God revealed his name to them. He's so beautiful. He's so powerful. He's so amazing, people. Why do you want a statue? Why do you want a representation, of the Son of God or of his Father? There's no representation of him. You can't put a statue in front of you and bow and pray to it and kiss it and think the God of Israel is going to be happy with that. He's a real God, people. Don't you see what John is saying in Revelation? He was like a jasper and a sardine stone to look upon. So very, very beautiful. And they that want to take over the society, they, the Gentile, Esau, children, Jacob, big brother, that's who he is. That's who killed the Son of God. Esau, children, Jacob, big brother, Esau, his children is the one that killed the Son of God. Esau, Jacob, big brother, is the one that killed the Indians, they call it. They did an onslaught over there in America. They did an onslaught in Mexico. They did an onslaught in the Caribbean. The Spaniards, Esau children. Again, people, this stuff been going on for generations. Now they want you to think that you are free. Now they want you to think that you are free, that you're not a slave no more. Just work for us and we'll give you a little bit of money. Just go up into our colleges and our schools and let us teach you our education and let us teach your children. This is the stuff that's making you weak. Because the God of Israel, he never told you to go to school. He never told you to let nobody teach your kids nothing. This is what's making you weak. He never told you to wear gin top clothes, blue jeans, t-shirts, suits and ties, Gentile clothes, dresses and skirts, Gentile clothes, making you plastic and making you weak. You know what the God of Israel told me about a month ago? Might not be in a month, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. He said, all the people are plastic. Wow. When he told me that, my God, people, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He said, all the people are plastic in this world. Plastic. I said, plastic? He said, plastic. Why are they plastic? He said, because the water that they drink out the supermarkets and the grocery stores and wherever they get in the market and the bottles is making them plastic. Y'all think it's so cute that you got 5 cases of water in your house. It's making you and your children plastic. And that's prophetic. And that comes from the God of all gods, the God of Israel, the God that John saw sitting on the throne. Sitting on the throne. Not Jesus. That's not him. Not Jehovah. That's not him. Not Buddha. Not Allah. That is not him. Plastic. All are plastic. He didn't say that. He just told me the water that you drink. That's why I hate bottled water. I got to have my own well. I got to have some water that I can get out of a river somewhere and drink it. I'm talking about a good river, like a dam, where you got fresh water running. Yes, people. Plastic. Everybody got on these clothes. Everybody looked the same. Oh, my God. Everybody looked the same. What kind of world is this? What kind of people is this? This is a people that belong to the beast, Satan's children. They all look alike. They all dress alike. They all eat alike. They all go to the same places. They all believe the same things. They all do the same things every day. Plastic. Not real. No real emotions. No real feelings. Even Peter and them back then was plastic. They couldn't understand the Son of God. That's why they went to sleep. Plastic. How can you go to sleep on a man that have showed you miracles before your eyes? How can you go to sleep, Peter and John and James, on the Son of God, Yeshua the Mashiach, when he had showed you and taught you so many things, miracle after miracle after miracle, and they still went to sleep on him? What does that mean, people? Plastic. No feeling, no emotion, no understanding, no wisdom, no knowledge. Plastic. Until the Holy Spirit came to help them out. But I'm reading right now. Revelation 4, people. Revelation 4. I don't know if this tape going to come out. I don't know. Revelation 4. And immediately I was in the spirit. I'm at verse 4. Revelation 4, 4. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. 24 elders. The 12 tribes, the 12 fathers of the Hebrew nation. Benjamin. Issachar. Judah. Ephraim. Gad. Asher. Reuben. Naphtali. Zebulun. It's 12 of them. And the 12 disciples, they are the 24 elders that were sitting around the throne. And out of, and that's it, people. I'm going to stop. I'm going to 14. Let me take it all the way down to, no, 1 through 4. That's that. And let me go to Revelation 1, 14 through, Revelation 1, 4 through 14. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Yeshayah Christ, and from Yeshayah the Mashiach, ain't no Christ, he's not a Greek, no, Mashiach, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. See, he's over the kings of the earth. That's why he's going to come and take them down. He's going to come and take them down, people. So, take over of a society, who will come?